Loser has to eat larva. Hey you, welcome back to Celebrity Truth or Dare. I'm your girl B, and I'm here with the one and only Charles Brockman III.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and today we are at Sky Zone. We have officially taken Truth or Dare off the podcast couches and into the Challenge Zone. Truth or Dare is our game, and Sky Zone is our playground. Yes.
We are here.
We have an action-packed episode. We've got everything from gladiator, battle beams, to zip lining, to ninja obstacle courses, to trampolines, and dodgeball, basketball.
The list keeps going.
And even massage chairs, because I'm going to say this right now. I don't know about you being the track star, but I know I'm definitely going to need one after all of this.
I will need that too. It actually sounds like I need to do that every time.
Yes, even before.
Start, finish, yeah, everything.
So Charles.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let the games begin. Okay, so first up, we're getting a little warmed up. We're easing into it with the battle beam. You know, a little gladiator combat. A little gladiator combat hasn't hurt anyone. But anyway, how this game works is that it's going to be the best 2 out of 3. So the first person to fall twice loses. And the loser is going to have to get shocked by our little friend, Shocktato. Charles, are you ready?
I am ready and terrified.
I'm scared too.
Like, watch out.
Stop. All right, we got this.
We can
gladiator
do it.
Style.
Yeah.
Okay, we must walk the plank.
All right.
Wait, how do I do this?
I can barely balance as it is.
I'm the most clumsy person.
Okay.
All right. Okay. It's all about that squat.
I'm already about to fall. Just kidding.
Oh my God. Wait, did he fall first?
I probably fell first. I think I fell first.
Okay, that's one.
It's too much for Grandpa. Okay. Come on, I got this. Let's lock in.
Okay lock in, Charles. Lock right. in.
Wait, I'm so bad at this. I can't even pretend. Like,
wait, that was twice. Oh my God.
Already?
Shocktato it is for Charles.
No. I'm going out sad already. Woo. Okay, bring the Shocktato.
I'm actually so surprised.
See,
that was a miracle. That was a sheer miracle. Okay, let's get the Shocktato. No, we'll sit for this. Oh my God, I almost fell.
I'm telling you, this is harder than it looks, people.
Okay, so there's 3 settings. Lamb doesn't do anything. Normal, I think, sings a song for you.
Oh.
And extreme is where we will live.
She's like, we're doing extreme.
Are you okay. ready?
I'm ready.
Shocked? All right. The shock of a lifetime?
No, but yes.
There you go. Wait, we're not playing it. You're gonna.
Oh, I just hold it till I get shocked.
Yeah, you can toss it up and down.
Okay.
Is it? Oh my God, it's going.
Is it?
I'm scared for you.
Maybe you should try.
No. And maybe just my luck is gonna go off.
I don't hear it.
Well, it's not supposed to sing. Oh, did I not hit start?
This is torture. This is a form of torture.
Okay.
Now I'm even more scared. My heart is about to explode.
No, kidding.
Goodness.
All right, start.
Now it's starting.
It should be like... Really? It doesn't hurt. It's just really scary.
It's just really scary. It did shock me. Ooh.
Oh my God, well, you're warmed up.
No, I'm awake now. I should try this again. Oh my gosh. Okay, give it away for me, please.
Okay. Let's turn this thing off. Oh my gosh, I've had my fair share of this thing.
I probably blew the mic out. Yeah. That loud. Sorry, y'all.
Okay, next round, we're going to be officially entering our game of Truth or Dare.
Okay.
So, truth or dare?
I mean, I feel like I should do truth.
Okay.
Because I just got shocked. I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna do truth. I love it.
Okay.
We're hitting the trampolines. Yes. We're gonna be doing a speed truth round while bouncing up and down.
I love that.
Are you ready?
I love it.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay, you guys, this is our truth round on the trampolines. This is how the game works. Charles has to answer as many questions as he can, all while bouncing. No stopping, no pausing, no sitting, all bounce. Let's get to it. Are you ready?
All right, I'm very ready.
Have you ever done an interview on a trampoline?
This is definitely a first, so I'm excited.
Yes.
I do want to like just...
Whee! Can you do some tricks?
Wait, maybe not, maybe not, maybe not, maybe not.
You just bounce
all
away.
The way through.
Going. Okay, okay. What's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, most embarrassing moment. When I was running... Yeah, I'll tell the story. When I was running...
Wait a minute.
No, it's when I was running in high school, I was at practice and I was a hurdler. So I was doing some drills and I'm very confident in myself when it comes to that. So I was mm-hmm. I look really cool. Like I'm working out, everyone's watching, and I go over a hurdle and I fall and bust my front tooth out. So my actual whole front tooth came out and I get up and I'm like, what? And it's literally on the ground.
Was there like blood everywhere?
It was actually not blood to my, like it came clean out.
It just like popped right out.
It just popped right out. And like, I saw it on the ground and I felt it. I think eventually it started to bleed, but like in the moment it was just a gap.
You must have been devastated.
Oh, I was. It was the year of prom. It was like, I had to go to all these things with like this thing on my mouth to hold that tooth in. And it looked crazy.
Wait, was it a fake tooth or was it like the real tooth?
The real, since it came out from the root, like it was so traumatizing. They had to shove it all the way back in and then like place it together. So I went to prom like that. I went to the state track meet like that. It was a lot.
Okay, wait. So you have your same real tooth?
Yeah. Well,
they
now,
saved it.
They did save it. But they told me down the line, they were like, yeah, if it ends up not working, that's why, because it's your real tooth.
Oh my God.
So it's pretty risky, but it hasn't given me trouble yet.
Oh my God. So you're all natural.
Yeah.
Yes.
All me, baby.
Cheese. Okay. All right, I'm getting a little delirious, but all the blood is like in my head. I don't know how you're feeling, but I can barely see you right now.
I'm looking you're straight like above your head.
Okay, all right, so what song do you perform like Rent Is Due?
Ooh.
What's your go-to song?
The thing is, I have a lot of like karaoke songs, but they tend to be slower, but I still perform it, you know, like a performance, you know?
Give us a sample, give us one.
Love! Never knew what I was missing. Wait, I'm a little pitchy. But I knew once we start kissing, I'll find.
Yes!
Thank you. There you go. Was that good?
That was so
Would you turn your
good.
Chair if I was on The Voice?
That was amazing. You literally nailed it on a trampoline,
Thank
too.
You.
Like,
no, stop.
Yes.
First interview on a trampoline, first time performing a song, you know?
Singing,
Two
all
birds,
of it.
One stone.
Yes. One milestone after another. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
This is a really good one.
Okay.
What lie have you told to get out of plants?
Oh, probably every lie in the book. If I don't, I'm trying to be better. If I don't want to hang out or if I can't, I probably should just say that. But
you feel
it's like
bad saying it, being
I
like,
know.
You don't want people to think you don't want to hang out.
Exactly,
with
Exactly,
you know?
But sometimes just like I just got off of a plane and I just want to go home instead of like going to brunch or something. So I'll be like, oh, my flight got delayed. I'm not in town. I'll be in the bed already.
Yeah, all these external circumstances you cannot control.
Yeah.
I had the flu.
I can't find my keys. I'm so sorry. They're like, well, I can send you an Uber. It's like, hey, thanks.
You're listing all the secrets and your friends watch this.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
they caught
that.
Me. No, I for sure will get that. They'll be like, wait, that was me.
I was not expecting to get this much of a workout today.
I know. It's like all calf and leg and.
Yes. I'm going to be so sore tomorrow. I never exercise.
When are the massage chairs happening again?
Actually, in two more activities away. The one
Dang
after
it.
The next.
The one after the next.
I'm
okay.
So looking
okay.
forward to those. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
This is a really good one.
Okay.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
First celebrity crush. The crazy.
I hope my legs have to take turns.
I will say the crazy thing about now and like what I do as an actor and content creator, a lot of those people follow me now.
Oh my God.
But I'm still going to shout her out. Chyna Ann McClain. That was my crush from day one. Ant Farm, like gorgeous. Tyler Perry's House of Pain. Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to meet her yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you met her?
Yeah. I'm shooting my shot.
Yes! I love that.
No, I've gotten to meet her. She's really nice and supportive. She interacts with some of the things that I do. And
cool.
Yeah, it's always great to connect with her.
Okay, so do you get nervous when you finally get to meet all the celebrities that you once like followed and watched on TV? Like, is it kind of like psych you out a little bit?
It does.
Cool?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to where I am in my life and like how I'm grateful to be in this position where I'm interacting with people I look up to.
Yes.
I know I'm about to start doing that too. but
you should make me feel better. Those track legs are stronger than you think.
I clearly fell instantly on that, so I don't think we can give that much credit. But yeah, it's always great to like feel that full circle moment, especially with, you know, those people that I admire and like look up to.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, let's end this with a trick.
Okay.
Can you do any tricks? You were really high before.
Yeah,
I mean. You go high. No, that's a good idea. Oh my God. Yes.
I feel like the George Lopez theme song where they're like. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. All the commercials, like we're just randomly jumping. It's like, where's the trampoline coming from? Like, Yoplait commercial. Everyone's like so happy. They're all
I'm so happy to have indigestion.
So good.
Oh, that was good.
Well, the heart rate's up. The blood is pumping.
I'm still high off of the Shocktato thing.
Yes. Shocktato. Anything is possible. Oh my God, I'm just glad I left my wig at home. I don't think I could have done this. I'm blown right off.
Okay. We can stop? Okay.
We can stop.
Okay.
All right. Woo. Okay. Charles.
Yeah.
We're like drunk.
Right.
Truth or dare?
Let's do dare.
A dare?
A dare.
Yes. Okay. I'm a little winded.
No.
But this is our ninja obstacle course.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna go over there.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you the whole rundown on the game.
All right. Woo. Let's do it.
I gotta drink some water after
a break,
that.
After like a quick off-camera break,
right? We're
gonna
break,
do a
little right? break. Okay, so Charles, since we're on a bit of a break, I have a friendship bracelet for you. It's a bit of a tradition here at Silver Tooth or Dare. Which one catches your eye?
I love this. This is the nicest thing someone's ever done for me. I'm feeling this one.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it has a bunch of different colors on it.
Yes.
I get to keep this?
You get to keep it. You get to take that home.
Have a souvenir.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, for our next dare, we got the Ninja Warrior course. And this is where things are going to get really serious, okay? So this is how the game works. We're going to start with the first obstacle course, hit the zip line, do the second obstacle course, climb the rock wall, and whoever touches the top of the rock wall first wins. Now, the loser has to eat larva. I'm not talking about cute little gummy worms. I'm talking about real larva. We got some flavors here. We've got a cheddar cheese, Mexican spice, barbecue.
I don't even want to look at that. Like, it looks disgusting.
You don't like anything on the menu?
Nothing on the menu. No, thank you. No, thank you. Check, please.
I think we're going to go with, oh my God, they have tails. They got tails. Okay.
Well, that just means I'm not going to lose. So good luck with that.
I think I want a little spice.
You should.
A little spice. Yeah. A little Mexican spice. So this is what's on the menu for this evening. Mm. A little Mexican spice larva. So there's a couple rules for the game. Okay. So if you cheat or walk an obstacle course or hit the ground once, you have to pause for 5 seconds.
Gosh, strict.
Yes. Are you ready to climb your way out of eating larva?
I am so ready to climb my way specifically out of that.
Oh my God, I'm so scared. I've had the crickets, but I haven't heard the larva yet.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'll be trying that today. So I will be winning, and I hope I do, because that will be awkward if I don't.
You're gonna pull in your track star, like athlete energy for
absolutely,
this?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I have a feeling that I'm going to be losing, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I might surprise myself. You're like, and now.
I hope not, for my sake.
Okay. All right, Charles, are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Oh my God, you
I'm nervous.
The track.
I'm about to get down. It's that serious.
Stance? Oh my God. Okay, maybe I got to do that. Okay, I can dive. All right. Okay. My heart's racing. All right. We're gonna go on 3, 2, 1, go, okay?
Okay, I'm not eating those larvae.
You're like a cheetah, I can already tell. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh!
Wait, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What is this? Okay, wait, okay.
Okay.
Whoa! I'm like all the way. Okay, I gotta swing.
Oh my god! I hit it.
How do I move? Okay.
I hit it. Okay. Ow. Oh my god! Oh my god! I don't want to eat the larva. Okay. Okay. Wait. Gotta reel it in. Oh god. Okay. Ow! All right. I'm scared. Ah! Oh god. Oh god. Ah!
Ah!
Oh,
fall,
my
fall,
god! Fall. Ah! Oh my god. Okay. All right. Whoa. Okay. Can't do this. Ah! Oh my god! This thing is sinking like crazy. Whoa. Ah!
All right. Whoa!
Oh, okay. Wait, yeah, swing. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, I can't touch the ground. Okay. One.
My turn.
Two. No.
Wait, maybe
three.
I shouldn't do that.
Four. Five. I'm drowning. Oh my god!
Whoa!
You just caught! Oh my god! I was on this swing! I'm so tired! How do I can't get up! I can't get up!
Any day now, any day now!
Oh my god! How do I get up? Okay. Okay,
maybe you should just start from, I guess my 5 seconds is up.
Oh my god, you're cheating! I don't know how. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4,
whoa!
Five.
Whoa! One more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, which one is the best one?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh my god.
All right.
No!
I have not been rock climbing in so long, but I am the champion.
Oh my god!
No worms for me. Yeah! All right, how do I get down?
Oh my god, winner! Winner!
Woo!
Winner!
I'm on top of the world.
Oh my god.
That felt good.
What a comeback.
I did not want to eat that.
That was that second swing knocked me out.
That was the hardest part.
Oh my god.
Whew. Anything
they
to not eat
easy,
that.
They look easy, but they're not.
Well, y'all put me through it.
I guess it's time to eat some larva. But come on, Charles, do you want to do a little splitsy?
A splitsy?
A little half and half?
I guess.
You're gonna try one?
Maybe.
Wait, okay, you get to
okay, pick. You eat half of it first, and then I'll judge off of that, and then I'll eat it.
Okay, what if we try this? What if you get to pick the flavor? Because I suggested Mexican spice.
Okay.
But there's cheddar, which sounds kind of gross somehow, like bugs and cheddar. And what else was there?
Barbecue.
Barbecue, yes.
I love that we're like justifying which one would be the least horrible. I would choose Mexican spice.
Okay.
I'll do it with you. I will.
You will?
I will.
Yes, let's go.
I'm going to regret this, but.
Okay. Well, I am completely winded.
Me as well.
Come on. Okay, that was probably the most exercise I've had in, I don't know, years.
I mean, same. I was not expecting that to be this. This one took me out and I just started. And then those over there, that it was just so much.
I had it in the bag, but you came through.
I had to.
You were ruthless. You literally climbed on like over top of me.
I did all of that just so I wouldn't eat that. And now look at me. I'm going to eat one.
But you're a good sport.
You know, I'm a team player.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
I'm going to throw it over my back.
Okay, so we've got a Mexican spice on the menu. This is my first time. We cracked it open. This is a little fresh bag, and it's kind of giving seaweed, like dehydrated seaweed. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I do smell that.
Yeah.
The thing is, I like eating seaweed chips and stuff, but that's not going to taste like that.
So just pretend that you're eating seaweed.
I will. Okay. I'm going to pretend that it's not an bug, not a bug.
Wait. Are we splitting one, or are we doing... I can't. Oh my God, it's got little legs. Okay, I have to show the camera. I have to show the camera the details on these. Oh my God, I can't look.
I actually probably won't be looking.
Wait, I don't want to get that all over the place.
And some are like,
oh my God.
Ooh.
Get a load of that.
And some are like longer than the others and like curving and... I did not know.
Wait, are we splitting it, or are you having your own?
Are you having your own?
Think.
I think you should have your own.
Okay.
I'll grab one. I'll grab one.
It's one of those things where you just can't.
Okay. Yuck.
Okay. We're doing this?
Yeah.
You're getting a little curly fry, or is it a
little
straight
curly fry?
We can grab a little mini one. A little mini larva. I don't know what it is. I've had the crickets, but for whatever reason, larva just gives me the ick.
And like, do you like just eat the whole thing? Like,
yeah, you just have to eat it. Yeah, I mean, however you want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to pretty much throw it back like a vitamin.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, it's a mental thing. I feel like you got this. I'm sensing some energy here. Like, you're ready.
I'm not ready,
you
but I'm like gaslighting myself. Like, oh, this is just like a little chip.
Okay, I can't think about
it. Don't think about
it. Oh, God, I can't do it.
Don't make me think about it.
Wait. I got to do it. Hang on. I don't want to do it.
Okay, you counted us off over there, so I'll count you off over here.
No!
3.
Two, oh, God.
2.
I'm scared.
1.
It's jumping off a cliff.
Go!
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So if you wanted to know how that was...
It didn't taste
bad. It's in my teeth.
It's in the molars.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying not to gag. It's more of a mental thing. It doesn't actually taste bad. It's just more of like the idea.
Because it's kind of like stuck in my teeth right now. And I don't really like that.
If I think that I've just had a worm, I won't be able... I can't.
Well, don't think about it. It was just a chip. It was a Cheeto.
It's like bitter.
I kind of want another
one. Ew. Oh my God.
Let me see. Not the long one. This is too long.
You're going for another? Champion! Legend! Oh my God!
That was the
Here
most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life. Thank you.
But you did it! You took it like a champ.
I'll try anything twice.
Better than I did.
Yeah, I'm done.
Well, I think it's clear that I don't have as much character and discipline as you. But you know, we did it.
We did it.
Champ.
I feel like I'm still doing it. It's still kind of like...
It's still there. Is it crawling its way down?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
We got our waters. Woo. Okay. Well, that was a little embarrassing.
10 out of 10 spit take. That's amazing.
Okay, that was definitely not planned. Where's the lid? I am a disaster. I got worms. I got water everywhere. I'm on the swing.
Oh.
I have been swung. I've hurled across. I hear the air blowing, but I don't feel it.
It's very hot.
It's hot.
It's hot.
Without further ado, though, we've got another round.
Okay.
You're like, okay.
Got it. We're still going strong.
We're still going strong.
Hopefully that's the last of those.
That's the last. That's
somebody
the last.
Somebody come get these, please.
Yeah. Please. All right, Sir Charles III.
Right. Yes.
With water all over my face. Mm-hmm. Truth or dare?
Let's do truth. We just did dare, right?
Truth.
Let's do truth.
Okay, I'm down for it. I'm
okay.
Good with it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that takes us to our massage chairs.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
I am like relieved at the thought of that.
No, that just made my day. I've been waiting for that.
It's gonna be a good reset.
Yeah.
We both need it. Yeah. Awesome, let's do it. Okay, so this is for the adults out there who already use nicotine.
If your current routine could use a little less mess, Knick Knack offers a discreet option. Smoking leaves you standing outside like you've been kicked out of your own party. Vapes need chargers, gadgets, and a full TSA negotiation. Knick Knacks are fully dissolvable nicotine lozenges for adults who already use nicotine. There's no smoke, no pouch, and nothing to throw away. They're made with real essential oils for real flavor. Come in 3 and 6 milligram strengths, and they are so easy to use discreetly. Whether you're traveling, working, or watching an episode of Celebrity Truth or Dare. Get Knick Knacks at knickknack.com/dare and use code DARE for 20% off. Or use a store locator to find Knick Knacks near you. Knick Knacks, all the flavor, all the freedom, none of the circus. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Now, let's get back to the show.
Oh my God, Charles, look at us.
Look at us, this feels so good.
Yes, we survived the ninja obstacle course, barely.
Barely,
we did it. We did the worms, my shorts are still wet.
That's the funniest part of the whole day.
Yeah, that was literally insane. This massage chair is intense, but I love it.
It is, it's very intense. I feel like I was very tense, and I'm feeling that because it's hitting all the right points.
It's hitting all the right points?
It is, and I want to go to sleep.
It even has the legs going. I feel like I might get cinched in here.
Yeah.
Just swallowed up by engulfed. Well, this might be very relaxing, but the questions are not.
Oh, all right.
We are doing a truth speed round.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, what's your most controversial Disney or Nickelodeon opinion?
Ooh. I'm going to go Disney, and I'm going to say that the second movie is always the best one. High School Musical 2, Camp Rock 2, Cheetah Girls 2, it's the best one.
Okay, so that was very controversial.
Really?
I think a lot of people are going to fight you on that.
And they might, but
Ball
they
fists.
Should. You?
I feel like the first is always best.
They're good for different reasons, but the second in almost every franchise, it's like the summertime. It's like a good, exciting, new, you know, I don't know. But that's true. The second's always the best.
Okay. What popular movie do you think is overrated?
You're really trying to get me in trouble.
All 10 questions.
Titanic.
What? You think that's overrated?
I mean, I do. I think it's a great film. I love film. I love movies. But, you know, I finally watched it after years and years of not seeing it. And I was like, okay.
Okay, okay. I am shocked because I have been crying at that movie since I was 10 years old.
You know there was enough room up on that door.
Okay, that's the frustrating part. But the moment Jack slips away in the ocean,
it is very sad.
Every single time.
I agree. It was very sad. But when I become a realist, I'm like, come on now.
You're just not invested in the
love story? I just wasn't invested. I was like, please, like...
Okay, well, okay. Give me a love story movie that you are invested in.
Okay, again, similar to Titanic. I'd never seen The Notebook before.
Okay.
I finally watched that on a plane, and I cried.
Yes, it got
I
you.
I did
The Notebook
cry.
Got you.
It did get me.
Okay.
It did get me.
All right, Rachel McAdams
and
Ryan Gosling.
Great, fabulous.
Okay. Well, I'll give that over to you.
Okay, I went it back because
you
of that.
You went it back as The Notebook. Yeah, okay. It's really usually the Titanic and Notebook are like sort of the two quintessential
I'm choosing
love
Notebook
stories.
Every time.
Okay. All right, next one. What celebrity gets too much hate online?
Ooh.
That's kind of a tricky one.
I know, because my thing is, when I think about any celebrity that's just existing and like creating music or art or anything, everyone's gonna have an opinion. I hate when people like pick at kids and you know, so I think nobody deserves to have any hate, even if you disagree with them. I don't like every single music artist or actor or whatever, but I can respect the work.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, if you have a bad opinion, just write it in your diary or something. Don't have to say it under my comments, because what's that going to do? Yeah.
This massage chair is very interesting. It's massaging my butt right now. Is it doing that to you?
It's not doing that to me. Maybe it knew that you needed it more.
Maybe there's a setting on here that I don't
know
about.
I lied, it just started. It's like forcing me out of the seat.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like... Definitely very interesting.
It's very interesting, indeed.
Next question.
All right. I was trying to distract you.
Yeah. Be honest.
Okay.
What's your most toxic dating trait?
Probably that I could be a little obsessive.
Really?
Back to the only child thing. It's like,
okay,
if you're mine, you can only be mine. You can only look my way. You can only, you know, because it's vice versa. Invested in you, I'm going to be 100%, 10 toes down. We're like in the seat. But yeah, I feel like I'd need that same respect and energy. But I can also be like, who was that? Why did you just like his Instagram post, you know?
Oh, so you get jealous easy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been cheated on? Is that where?
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Once it happens,
it changes you.
You see, you just, and maybe that's a toxic trait. I might look into things too deeply because of that trauma, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's never fun.
Well, I'm not going to give you a hard time for that because.
Thank you.
It's a traumatic thing.
Yeah. Let's all cry now.
And sink into our massage chairs.
And turn on the notebook so you can see what real love is.
Yeah, what real love is.
Not Titanic, though. No, I'm kidding. Oh, no, I know. Stop. I ruined it.
Titanic all the way, 100%. You know what, you guys, in the comments, I want you guys to battle it out. Titanic or The Notebook? You pick.
If Titanic wins, I will rewatch it with fresh eyes. And, you know, maybe I'll cry then.
Okay.
Once right. I've been persuaded by everyone else. I'm a follower.
I don't believe you.
You're right.
Okay, what's your most awkward celebrity encounter?
I think one of the first times like that I went out to LA and like started meeting celebrities, and I was just at, it was a party for the Grammys, and I was just seeing so many people there. It was one of the first times I met Keke Palmer, and even like Corbin Blue was there, just everybody that I grew up watching. And it's just like, I was just so nervous every time. Like I was just a super fan, like taking pictures, and it's always annoying when I like try to take a picture. In this situation, I tried to take a picture and it just wouldn't load. My camera was like, oh, come on.
It never does.
It never, in this moment. And then the person that I was taking a picture with was like, okay, yeah, sorry, I gotta go.
Okay, who was the person? Tell us, share.
Do I plead the fifth? No, it's no shade. But
they were just busy.
This specific time, it was Coco Jones.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, come on. We eventually, later on, I took a picture on a different camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to give, you know, the benefit of the doubt here. You know, the publicist was like, you know, we got to move.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go with that. I'm getting you in trouble. Okay. Last question. This one's a good one. Ooh, what's your most, well, it got into the shoulder blades.
I know,
ooh,
it's still going. It's still going strong. There.
What's your most embarrassing guilty pleasure?
Embarrassing guilty pleasure. I mean, Love Island. It's not embarrassing,
it's
but like,
embarrassing.
I swore that I wouldn't watch it because you're committing every single day, like a 1-2 hour episode for weeks,
yes,
invested in these strangers' love lives. And then this year so many of my friends watch it. So I was watching them like not intentionally, but I'm just at their house. They're watching it and then it gets interesting. Then I got to tap in. Then I got to start from the beginning and watch the whole season. And I then watched every episode and finished the season yesterday.
Wow.
I did.
Okay, so you just watched the most recent season. You haven't done all the seasons yet.
I knew nothing about the show until now. And then now that I watched it, I was like, oh, I kind of get it.
You're like, I get the hype.
This is
really good.
I know. I fell into the trap. And I'm such a, like, I love to see things from the beginning. So I went back, had to watch 10 plus episodes just to catch up to where people then were and then still stay up to date.
Yeah.
So I'm free of those shackles, though. The season ended. I'm good. Till next year. I probably will watch it again.
Yeah, you see, that's what you're saying now. And I bet you anything between now and then, you're going to go retroactively watch all the other seasons.
I know, I'm fighting not to because I know people like from the other seasons and like I've heard so much about it. So I might just do that.
It's hard not to.
It is.
We did such a good job answering all these questions.
I know. Do I get to like stay in the seat?
Well, we don't get to stay here, but we are going to be returning here.
Okay.
We do have one more round.
Right, I could do that.
We're going to be doing another truth or dare.
Ooh, I mean, we might as well end with a dare, right?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Well, I dare us both to do a one-to-one game with some ultimate dodgeball.
Okay,
I
love dodgeball.
Do you remember that from school? Yes. Dodgeball?
Yes.
Good times.
I'm ready. I just played dodgeball on a cruise, and my team won, so
nice.
Good luck again.
I think you're gonna win this one. I
love that you're so confident in me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I believe in you.
You said that over there, and then you knocked me off instantly. So we'll see.
But then you won, though.
I did win the next one.
Technically, yeah.
Technically.
So we're kind of like tying a little.
Yeah.
Bit.
Yeah. So this is for all the marbles, all the worms.
All the worms. Yeah. All right, let's go. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
You know that moment when you're hungry and exhausted and there's something that's technically healthy in the fridge, but you're just way too tired to put it together? Same. Until I found Factor. Factor delivers fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs straight to your front door. I use Factor, and honestly, it really helps me stay on track with the whole meal planning, grocery shopping, cooking, and a whole sink full of dishes. The meals are fresh, never frozen, and they're ready in 2 minutes. There's more than 100 rotating weekly options. My favorite is the truffle butter filet mignon. Because when I'm busy filming or working, I can still eat like an adult without turning dinner into an entire cooking production. Head to factormeals.com/truthordare50off. And use code TRUTHORDARE50OFF to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until September 27th, 2026. See website for more details. Now, let's get back to the show.
All right, you guys, for our final dare, we are playing Ultimate Dodgeball. So here are the rules of the game. We are going to be starting on opposite ends of the court, and the idea is to race the center, collect 3 balls before anyone else can, as many as you can, and the first person to get hit loses. So this is just a one-shot deal. Okay? So there's a couple of rules of the game. No headshots and no crossing the center line. The loser has to eat a mystery jelly bean. Now, those can be absolutely delicious or disgusting, but it's probably gonna be disgusting. Charles?
Yeah?
Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Okay, this is gonna take some speed, agility, which I have neither of, but it's gonna be a little bit of a strategy. I think I might have a little strategy. I think I might have a little something up my sleeve. Let's get to it.
I'm locked in.
Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Locked in. All right, so we're going to go on go, and I'm going to count us down. 3, 2, 1, all right?
All right.
Okay. Ah, all right. Wait, you get the track thing happening again.
You weren't supposed to catch that.
You're like, that's my trick. Okay, okay. All right. 3, 2, 1, go!
Easy!
The track star!
Easy.
Champion! Champion! All hail!
I couldn't lose again. I couldn't.
Oh my god, you did it! I knew it. I knew that was gonna happen.
That fast?
That was crazy. But you did it.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to have some mystery. Okay, after having the larva though, the idea of a mystery jelly bean isn't really that bad.
It doesn't seem too bad. Because it won't get like stuck in your teeth and you know.
But it will taste worse than the larva though.
That's the sad part.
Yes. Okay.
Good luck.
So we're gonna get the mystery jelly beans out. I never get lucky with these. I think like the best tasting one I've had was actually a bad one. That one was toothpaste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But there's like burnt rubber, there's wet dog,
barf.
There's bar. Yeah, you know it. Have you tried those before?
I've played it before.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm very happy that I won.
You won again.
I don't know if I'll be participating in this one.
You're gonna sit this one out?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm just, okay, fine, you convinced me.
He twists my arm.
I'll try one and hopefully it's a good one.
Meanwhile, you're like, I'm gonna-
Wait, but what if I get the ballot and you know what? Let me think this through.
You're gonna think it through? Okay, we're gonna grab the mystery jelly beans and we're gonna just play it by ear.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so here we have our Bean Boozled jelly beans. You've tried these before though.
I have. It's very traumatizing.
It is very traumatizing. All right, these ones are, the container is literally almost empty, so it's gonna be hard to get them out. I might just have to like, how do you do this? Oh my God. Oh, I got one. I got lucky. Okay, the worst that it could possibly be is toothpaste.
True.
I can live with that.
What is it? That's good.
It's either toothpaste or berry blue.
Oh.
I never get lucky, so this is actually perfect. All right.
All right.
berry blue.
What?
This is my first time getting a jelly bean that actually tastes good.
She cheated. No. That is lucky.
Crazy. I never get
there's
lucky.
There's barf. There's dog, wet dog. Like, yeah.
There's wet dog, burnt rubber, stinky socks, barf, booger.
Ew.
Liver and onions, dead fish. Dead fish is the one that's actually, I think, is like the worst because you'd smell it. Old bandage and stink bug.
I feel like they've added some since the last time I played that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're finding these flavors, but they are. Are you up for a little try here? I mean, I got lucky.
You got lucky. I'll try it. I'll try it.
Okay. All right. I'll give you
what
the...
What do I do?
You just lift up the little dispenser thingy. Wait, now you have to do it, though. You can't look.
No, because I knew this is barf. This is what I said.
But it might not be barf. It might be what?
Peach? If this is barf... Okay.
Is it peach? Oh, my God. Barf? Wait.
Does it look like it's peach?
Okay, so it's definitely barf. Are you going to battle the nut? What are you going to do? Are you going to swallow it? How are you feeling here? What's happening?
I don't know.
Your eyes are watering.
It's just like...
Well, we have spit cups, but we don't have that. Like, are you going to knock it back? Champion!
Oh!
Oh my God!
I'm melting.
I can see it in your molar.
Oh, I know, back here.
If it makes you feel any better, I will tell you that the berry blue has been infected by the other flavors, so you do get a mix of that. But wow, you did that.
The thing that I the more that you chew it, the more you taste it. So I really just had to swallow it whole.
Yeah.
But I still taste it, and it tastes like barf.
Well, truly, though, you are a Sky Zone certified legend.
Thank you.
You're the first person on the show to eat one of those gross jelly beans and not spit it out.
You know what? I will take that.
Yes.
I will take that.
Yes.
The pride is through the roof.
Champion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're going to end the show with a little basketball.
Okay.
We're going to shoot some hoops.
Let's do it.
Are you down?
And I'm going to drink some water.
Yeah, you're going to do that too? You know,
wash
the, you know, mouth? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it to
Let's go.
All right, you guys, to wrap up this episode, we're playing a little basketball. Charles, you survived the battle beam, the ninja obstacle course, the trampolines.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? Could we zip lined, rock climbed?
The barf jelly bean.
The barf jelly bean, the larva.
Yeah.
Ultimate dodgeball.
Yeah.
And the massage chairs.
Yes.
All hail.
Thank you.
All hail the legend.
Thank you.
The star.
Stop, stop. Keep going.
All right. So this is a little bit of a different kind of basketball court. It's a little spongy.
Right, right, right.
I don't think you can actually really get a decent dribble on here.
We can
toss it a little back and forth.
Yeah.
Ooh, it feels different too. It's like lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but in PE, I had like a basketball a few too many times hit me in the face.
Yeah, definitely.
So traumatizing.
The back of my head, my face. Yeah, I've been there.
And you're like trying not to cry when your eyes are watering. Yeah. And it's so embarrassing because everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
Wait, are you actually good at basketball? Can you play? Can you throw some hoops?
I think I'll be fine with this right here because it's a little shorter, you know. Short king, I could probably dunk, you know.
Well, on this thing, you got some, I don't know if you got any advantage. No, you're kind of sinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'll be good on this one though.
Okay, well, let's see what you got.
All right.
One funny thing, fun fact, I can't play basketball very well.
Oh.
All the kids at school, because I grew up in Vancouver, Canada, I was usually the only black kid at school.
Mm-hmm.
They thought I could play. But I am kind of physically challenged.
She's like, no, that's not the case.
Lacked the coordination. There's just literally no way this is happening. So, whoa, see?
Clearly.
See? There it is. This is all you.
Thank
you.
This
is all you, King.
All right.
All right. Are you going to do a final hoop?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So if you score that,
We'll
make this a classic Hollywood ending.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't, it becomes a cliffhanger.
Oh.
You got it?
I got it. Okay. I'm actually gonna make it from right here.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
You had me. Okay.
All right. Do I just? Okay. I guess. All right. Well, let's see if I. Okay. Can't really. Okay. I can dribble a little bit.
It's like playing basketball in a dream. You're like, is this real life? Oh!
Still caught it though.
You gotta do it again.
All right. I got it this time. I was just kidding. Oh!
It's not like a real basketball. Are you gonna go backwards?
Oh!
Oh, that was so close.
That was so close.
Wait, let me try. Ah! My God. Imagine if I got it.
I know. Like you will. You're gonna get it now that we've done this.
Wait, this feels like school again. Okay. But this reminds me, you've got a new show.
Yes.
Substitute Teacher.
Substitute Teacher. Yeah.
Wow.
It's on Tubi.
Okay.
4 episodes are out, and I play an insane substitute teacher in different subjects. And it was such a fun thing to do. We filmed one day, 4 episodes straight, and it just came out a few weeks ago. So I'm excited about that.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Congrats.
One of the substitute teachers is the gym teacher, so he would be very like, get in the bucket now! Yeah.
Oh my God, congrats.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so now that we're on the whole topic, this is not me buying time, by the way. Now that we're on the whole topic of acting mm-hmm. and filmmaking, what roles do you want to play?
I love making people laugh, and I love just doing a lot of like physical comedy. I grew up watching people like Eddie Murphy and Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, like, you know, the GOATs. So anything that I do, I just love to just put myself out there, play different characters. Like if I could play every single character in one movie, I would do it. But yeah, I just love to make people laugh. So anything up that alley is mine.
And I grew up watching the greats too.
Yeah.
Like Nutty Professor.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy, Robin Williams, Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm.
That's
Charles.
All the people that I love.
That like literally defined our childhood.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I gotta try. I gotta make my childhood self proud.
Yeah, that's what we're doing today.
Okay. Basketball
if you
star.
Get this, it's gonna be insane. You got it.
Okay, we're gonna get the moment where I'm boom. Okay, this is probably
dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun. The knee and score.
Oh
my God! I did it!
What? You know what? You did that.
What?
Good job.
That happened?
I knew that was going to happen. She's like, oh, I'm so bad at this. And then you got it in.
Well, okay. Granted, I was like a foot away from the hoop.
But I could have done that. I didn't.
You got it.
Fair and square. No.
Okay, well, I'll take the win.
Take the win. It's yours.
I'll take it. I've made Little B proud.
Yes.
I didn't think I could do it.
And you did.
But I did. Thank you.
You are the winner.
I'm not the winner, but
I'm trying to like help you.
I feel like you've won more matches this episode than I.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're
maybe.
Like, yeah.
I'll take it.
But anyway, where can the people find you?
I am on social media, CB3. My name is Charles Brockman III. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, everything. Just type in CB3. And my new show, Substitute Teacher, is on Tubi. You can watch all 4 episodes out right now. So watch it. And let me know which teacher that I played was your favorite.
Yes. Oh my God, Charles, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For surviving Sky Zone with me.
I did. I survived.
Legend. Thank you so much for diving in, doing it all. The larva, you crenilated. The whole ultimate dodgeball. Like,
thank you.
You soared like ahead of me, like a bird over at the ninja obstacle course.
I told you, I'm very competitive. Good. But thank you for having me. This was incredible. The first time I've ever done anything like this at a Sky Zone, at a trampoline park. So this is off of my bucket list.
Yes, high five.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Celebrity Truth or Dare. If you guys had as much fun as Charles and I did, please make sure to like, subscribe, comment. Make sure you let me know which challenge you would do and which one you might not do, which I have a feeling it might be the larva. But anyways, guys, thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.